Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we continue in the fourth parak of Maseches Klayim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So we've been discussing the concept of a Mechol HaKerem, and we said that a Mechol HaKerem requires 12 amos of open space. The thing is, up until now, we defined a Mechol HaKerem as being the space in between the edge of the vineyard and the fence that surrounds the vineyard. That's how we thought, that's what it said in Mishnah Be'ez, is the definition of Ezehu Mechol HaKerem, we said was being Kerem. But now our Mishnah is going to say, no, Mechol HaKerem means something else entirely. The space between the end of the Kerem and the fence does not need to be 12 Amos. A Mechol HaKerem is something else. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Ezehu, Einzeh, Ela Geder HaKerem. What you described as the Mechol HaKerem is really just the fence around the Kerem. That doesn't need 12 Amos. That's in order to be allowed to plant there. According to Rabbi Yudah, when Beisham Beisilvel speak of a Mechol HaKerem, it wasn't about between the wall and the edge of the vineyard. The edge of the vineyard and the wall does not require 12 amos. What would it need? You need 6 amos between the edge of the vineyard and the fence, and then you could plant in the last 2 amos. You have 4 amos of space for the avodas hakerem, then you could plant in the last 2 amos. That's what the Bar Tanura points out. But what is a Mechol HaKerem that actually requires 12 amos? Ve'ezehu Mechol HaKerem Bein Shnei HaKramim. That's if you have 2 vineyards that are neighboring each other and there's area in between where you want to be able to plant other things. So if you leave 4 amos of empty space for this vineyard and 4 amos of empty space for the other vineyard, then you have 4 amos where you can plant an independent field in between the two. Now, you don't need 16 amos, like where you have an area in the middle of a vineyard. The Bar Tanura explains that the reason you don't need 16 amos is that you only need 16 amos in when you're in middle of a vineyard, when you're in part of something that's a vineyard. But if you're taking an empty area in between vineyards, then you don't need 16 amos. You're only going to require 12 amos. That's what the Bar Tanura says. Where is it? He says, "Ubiushalmi mochiach to lomer Rabbi Yehuda ezu mechol hakerem bein shnei hakramim el gon shein shurus hakramim shavu shel zu lezu gon the kerem shel tzad zeh shel mechol shurus." No, that's not it. Tamei mechad mod Rabbi Yehuda dinyor kekarachas hakerem bay tezayin ama. Right, that's it. He says a karachas hakerem is going to require 16 amos. Anyway, says the Mishnah further, ve'ezuhu gader. Now that we know that if you require certain distances, that's only if there's no fence in between them. But if there's a fence in between one kerem and the other, a kerem in the neighboring field, then you don't need to have any distance of any amos. You don't need 4 amos, you don't need 8 amos, 6 amos, 12 amos, 16 amos, none of that. You just need a fence. But what defines a fence? How do we define what's called a fence? So shugavah asar tfachim, if it's 10 tfachim tall, that's a fence. Apparently there's no minimum width that it has to have as long as it's 10 tfachim tall. V'charit shuam akasar v'rachav arba, or alternatively, it could be a ditch in the ground that's 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide. Now, when it comes to the ditch, it actually has to be a certain width in order for it to be considered a divider in between the kerem and the neighboring field. When it comes to a fence, there is no minimum width. When it comes to a fence, as long as it's 10 tfachim high without a minimum width. That is Mishnah Gimel. Now, comes along Mishnah Dalet. Mechitza sakanin. Let's say you have a fence, meaning continuing from the end of Mishnah Gimel, we're defining a fence. Let's say your fence is just made up of a bunch of sticks that are lined up next to each other so that there are gaps of airspace in between the sticks. So if there's less than 3 tfachim in between the sticks so that a gedi will not be able to stick its head through and be able to sneak through the sticks, then it's considered a mechitza. And therefore, says the Bar Tanura, this is the principle known as lavud, that in general kol pachos mishlosha is kolavud dami, as the Bar Tanura points out. It happens to be lavud is the same shear of sheikhanes hagadi. It's the same shear of how big a gap has to be for a baby goat to be able to walk through that gap. But it seems that the real ikar halacha over here is not about yikanes hagadi. The ikar halacha is a din halacha l'moshe misinai in hilchos mechitza, that anything that's less than 3 tfachim of a gap is considered as if it's closed and therefore is a valid mechitza. So you're allowed to plant a vineyard on one side and anything else on the other side, even without any space in between them, as long as you have such a fence that does not have 3 tfachim of space in between them. other shinifrats. Let's say you had a fence around your vineyard, and you wanted to plant other things on the other side of that fence, but the fence broke open. Part of the fence fell down, part of the fence fell apart, so there's an opening in the fence. So how much of an opening is allowed where we're still going to permit planting other items on the other side of the fence? So ad eser amos sareu kepasach, up until the 10 amma opening, we just view that as like a doorway in the fence. Every fence has to have a doorway. There's got to be a way in and a way out. So we don't consider that to be a broken fence. It's just a fence that has a doorway. And therefore, you're allowed to plant even on the other side of the doorway, even though you have vines going right up until the doorway and then wheat growing on the other side of the doorway. That's perfectly fine, even though there's nothing in between them and there's no space in between them. There's no fence in between them because that's just part of the doorway of the fence. But yes, we came Kenegan appeared to us. Once the gap is more than 10 tefachim, then Kenegan appeared is going to be usher to plant on the other side of it, because it's no longer considered to be a Pesach. Now, you're still allowed to plant on each side of the fence where there is fence, but where there's no fence, if the gap is more than 10 amos, it's not considered a doorway. The Mishnah talks about, what about in the Fritzubo Pratzos Harbe, what if there are a lot of doorways, there are a lot of breaks in the fence, a lot of openings in the fence, even though each opening is less than 10 amos, so each one might be considered a Pesach, but at what point do you just say, come on, there's so many doorways here, this is, you know, like the tent of Avraham Avinu, where it's not even a tent anymore. So if the amount of fence is greater than the amount of empty space, open space, non-fenced area, then mutter, then you could still consider all of those open spaces to be a doorway, and therefore you're allowed to plant vines on one side and wheat on the other side, and it's no problem. But bima parut meruba l'omeid, can I get a pirtza aser? If there's more parut than there is omeid, if there's more gap, there's more open space than there is closed space, then you're not allowed to plant across from the open areas. You're still allowed to plant on either side of the fenced areas, because that's its own independent area, whatever has a fence next to it, right? That's what the Barturu points out. Abu Kenegada Omeid Mutter Murachav Arba, as long as it's four tefachim wide, so it has the dimensions of a fence. Abu Pachs Be'arba Av Kenegada Omeid, also if it's less than four tefachim wide, then you're not even allowed to plant Kenegad the Omeid, Kenegada the area that is actually fenced in. So Mishnah Gimel taught us that that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the definition of a Mechala Kerem is not between the edge of the vineyard and the fence, but between two different vineyards. And then the end of Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah Dalet started teaching us the halachos of fences, that a fence is something that's 10 tefachim high or 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, that a fence can be made up of vertical poles as long as there's less than 3 tefachim in between them, that a fence can have openings up until 10 amos, and that's just considered a Pesach, unless it has so many openings that it's part of Merubah Al-Omeid, and then they are no longer considered to be a Pesach. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Dalid, Mishnah Hei.